Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's get right to Jerry, because so much happened yesterday. Three baseball games locally, all the Jets news. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. We're brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. First, just some of the Jets sound from Christopher Johnson on the firing of Mike Maccagnan. Conference call denies that it was Gase's doing.
This had nothing to do with Adam. I mean, I want a good give and take between our GM and the coach. This was not one person or another winning a power struggle. This was completely my decision.
He was asked about the...
You can't say it's nothing to do with Adam Gase, right? I mean, of course it has.
He could say whatever he wants.
Something to do with Adam Gase.
I think what he was trying to say is that Adam Gase didn't come walking into my office and say, fire Mike Maccagnan. But Adam Gase, you know, he's not stupid. He's been around. He's, you know, he knows how the NFL works. You can create strife, and you can show that strife to the owner, and the owner will react in kind one way or the other. And by just hiring the coach, you can't fire him, but you can fire the general manager. And the general manager, you know, like I said, it's a general manager. They fired him. He doesn't call plays. He doesn't put the playbook together. He just gets players. That's basically what his job is. And unfortunately, I think for Mike, Christopher saw that relationship deteriorating before his eyes and made a decision.
And you mentioned reaction, and you said you were, you know, confused or surprised by some of the reaction, the immediate reaction on the fan.
The Jets are a disgrace. Christopher Johnson, you're a disgrace.
Much thought and careful assessment.
You are a disgrace as an owner.
I kind of feel like there's going to be like a yelling situation coming up again a little bit in a few hours.
Could be.
Well,
I mean, you yelled at Al.
Sure.
Francesa yelled at us.
Mm-hmm. So did Evan.
Evan yelled at me.
Right.
Right. You yelled at the callers screaming about Kevin Durant.
That did happen, yes.
I mean, like, people are, like, afraid at the edges around here. I'm like, what's going on?
No one's
what
afraid.
What has happened? Is it like a full moon or something?
It has been a contentious couple of weeks. That is for sure, to say the least.
I think that's putting it mildly, but it's kind of like the way the Jets are over there. It's like a powder keg, right?
Yep. Waiting to blow.
Joe's reaction spilling over into the sales offices is captured by Maggie Gray on Twitter.
This guy's won nothing. You made him. He won a power struggle. Whatever you want to say about Maccagnan, he won a power struggle. You filming this? He won a power struggle over Maccagnan?
You filming this?
He's taking him back a little bit. So there you have it. So the Jets in search of a new GM. Right now, Gase is the GM on an interim basis. And he used his power very quickly to trade Darren Lee to the Chiefs for a 6th-round draft pick in 2020.
I think that shows you right there all you need to know. That's all you need to know, man. It's like, I want to get control of this roster. I want certain guys here. I want certain guys out of here. And he knows. He knows what the most important aspect to being a head coach in the NFL is: coaching the players you want to coach.
And I forgot to print it or copy and paste it. Do you guys have the Le'Veon Bell tweets? Because he tweeted immediately, well, I shouldn't say immediately, but yesterday, in regards to the stories that are coming up, that a lot of the issue was the fact that he was paid too much by Maccagnan.
Yep.
So if you can
read
that.
Yeah, he said, there's been a bunch of false reports and speculation about me in the past, about things I've said and done, so I'm used to this. I don't jump to conclusions when I hear or see a story that may affect me. Even if reports are true, that won't stop me from doing what I came here to do. Everyone has a job to do, and I'm going to do mine, whether people like me or not. I'm here to win football games.
Good. I like that take on it. It seems very mature, and hopefully it works out for him, because Adam Gase and the Jets owe him nothing. If you want to say that, you know, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers owed him something, I could get that, because he laid it on the line for the Steelers. The Jets have no idea what they're getting.
No, they owe him $52 million.
Yeah, but they have no idea what they're getting. That's the thing. That's the unknown. And hopefully he comes here and he lives up to his all-pro former self.
Hopefully.
Two games at the stadium yesterday. The Yankees against the, really bad Orioles. And the Yankees swept both. They win the first game 5-3. They win the second game 3-1. In the first game, you got not one, but two home runs from Gleyber Torres.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on and in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The home run derby continues. Gleyber hits his second of the game. Well, this is Gleyber Day. And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there.
Yeah, Gary Sanchez hit a home run. Cameron Maben hit a home run, two for Torres. Orioles hit a couple, but the Yankees wind up winning 5-3. Jay Happ, just 64 pitches, came out after 5 1/3. He does get the win, though. Aroldis Chapman, his 10th save. And then in the nightcap, the 3-1 win, you had another home run from Torres, so his third of the day. Luke Voit, three hits, including an RBI single and an RBI double.
Amazing.
What's that? Luke Voit?
I know Baltimore stinks.
They're horrendous.
They're doing what they're supposed to do. Beat these bad teams. They started out with that full lineup, and they lost 2 out of 3 that first weekend to Baltimore. And now you got the replacement players, or the Yankees, Rays, whatever you want to call them, and they're just playing their ass off, and they're doing exactly what they should be doing.
Well, a new Yankee is Kendrys Morales. He played in the second game. He says it's storybook for him.
We have a saying in Cuba, you know, that, a dream is to play for the Yankees, you know, and here I am today.
There you go.
Can you actually say something in Cuba like
that? That's a national saying in Cuba.
A national saying.
You can get away with that.
You just did?
I'm going to defect and go play for the Yankees.
Oh, I'm not from Cuba. I wouldn't know, but he says so.
What did they say about the Mets in Cuba? Is that a dream, too?
He didn't say that.
Oh, man.
You know, I will say this.
It's tough to hear.
He went one for two and two.
You could say whatever you want about Brian Cashman. That guy's touched every right button.
You said he sucks once.
Yeah, I never said that. I was being facetious.
I know.
And he plays it at the wrong times. But the point being is that when you see the hole in the Mets pitching staff, and you saw it yesterday.
It's an unnecessary hole, by the way, because there was guys on regular rest, and Mickey Callaway still trotted out Wilmer Font.
All right, so this is what I want to know, because we sit here and talk about how the managers make none of these decisions. You're telling me Mickey Callaway made that decision, or did Brody tell him that this guy starts?
It's a good question. Mickey Callaway's the pitching guru, so I would think that the people would defer to him on that. So I'm making the assumption that he made that call
with his staff. I would make that assumption. And here's the other thing.
Well, whoever's decision was
eventually,
stupid.
Eventually, Font was going to have to pitch anyway. Eventually.
Well, he did already.
I know, but he was going to have to pitch again.
Okay. He didn't need to pitch yesterday.
Could have pitched against the Marlins.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
It just goes to show
you that this team's any good either.
There's a problem. And you have a rookie GM who's got a hole in his starting lineup.
Well, Wilmer Font gave up 5 runs in 2 1/3, put the Mets in an early hole, and Patrick Corbin did the rest. Nationals beat the Mets 5-1. The only offense was J.D. Davis with an early RBI double, nothing after that. And so the Mets have their 3-game winning streak come to an end. Today you get Zach Wheeler, and Anibal Sanchez is still looking for his first win. That'll be a 1 o'clock start, WCBS 880. Also from baseball, the Dodgers beat the Padres 2-0. The Braves shut out the Cardinals 4-0. Astros over the Tigers 5-1. They've won 8 in a row. The Rays go to 11 games over 500. Shut out the Marlins 1-0. Over-under. Yesterday we did this. We put it at 6,500, the over-under. The fans in attendance, I'm sorry, the paid attendance in Miami. We'll go over-under today of 5,500.
I'm still going under. I'm sorry.
It's 58.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
It's too close, man.
It is close. Is that amazing?
I was going to say over because that's what you did to us last
time. I did,
time.
So I tried it again.
And I was going to do over, and you didn't give me a chance to say anything.
58. Oh, it's true. Well, you won. 5,800 paid attendance. Ugh. Terrible. Yeah, Red Sox beat the Rockies in 10, 6-5. And then Yasiel Puig licked his bat and then had the game-winning hit as they beat the Cubs 6-5. What's the matter?
He does that all the time.
He licks his bat.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in this case, he got the game-winning hit, and so the Reds came from behind and beat the Cubs 6-5. NBA playoffs, our old friend Brooke Lopez at it.
Giannis blows it down the lane, passes out to Lopez, a three, fires it, bang, go! 104-100, Splash Mountain delivers his fourth three-pointer of the game.
Yeah, he had 13 points in the fourth quarter. Brooke Lopez with 29, and the Bucks end on a 10-0 run, beat the Raptors 108-100, take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Bucks radio with the call. The 29 points for Lopez, a career playoff high.
Giannis, that's great, man. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
And he's taken on his role very well there.
Yeah, just kind of like Enes Kanter has taken on his role. Everybody leaves here and takes on a role and seems to be happy with that role. But
you're
when
right.
They're here, the role that they have, they're not happy.
the role sucks. Well, he was good here with the Nets. That's not really true, at least with him.
Yeah.
The Warriors play the Blazers, game two of the Western Finals tonight. NHL, Bruins face the Hurricanes, and here we go again with the officiating. Sharks beat the Blues 5-4. Erik Karlsson, the game-winning goal. Unfortunately, it came off a hand pass and then a pass. Shouldn't have been allowed. It was. And so they do win the game 5-4. Here's Blues defenseman Alex Pietrangelo.
I didn't really get an explanation other than I guess there's a different set of rules for two different teams. So I'm sure they'll lose some sleep tonight after looking at it. But that's all I'm going to say about it.
And so the Sharks have a 2-1 series
lead. It
really
is unbelievable.
Pretty obvious, too.
You're like, come on, man. How do you allow a game to end like this when you can obviously see that it's a hand pass?
Three, four refs on the ice. No one saw it. It's
replay.
Crazy.
Replay. What do you have it for? So crap like this doesn't happen.
Well, today, first round PGA Championship, Bethpage Black.
Unbelievable, dude.
On Long Island. Agreed.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's unbelievable. And yeah, that's right. So the tee times start this morning at 6:45.
Is it that early?
6:45.
Two minutes.
I thought it was 7 o'clock. Jeez.
No, I got it on TNT. No, I don't know what time. It doesn't go on TNT until 11 o'clock today,
right.
I think.
Yeah, a bunch of no-names.
Probably watch
TNT
it, though, online, I bet.
Yeah, so Lee, I'm trying to, BJ's saying at 7:40 this morning.
I think Sergio Garcia's at 7:42, I think. It's a couple of big names.
Well, you got BJ Singh, Jason Duffner, and Jimmy Walker at 7:40. Grant McDowell, Brendan Jones, Lee Westwood, and Charles Howell III at 8:13. J.B. Holmes at 8:24. All right, you know. When is, let me see. Sergio is at 7:40. He goes off the 10th tee at 7:40.
Got it.
All right, thanks, Adam Jerry. Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.